Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. New York Republican Congressman George Santos could appear in court as soon as tomorrow. NPR's Jaws Snyder reports he's facing at least one federal criminal charge.
Word of the charges against Congressman Santos were first reported by CNN, but the nature of the charges are unclear as they remain under seal. NPR has confirmed that Santos is facing at least one charge in the Eastern District of New York in Brooklyn. Santos has been facing pressure to quit Congress before he even took office after winning election in the November midterms. He's admitted to lying about his life story, calling them harmless embellishments, and there are questions about his campaign spending. Santos is also being investigated by Nassau County authorities and the House Ethics Committee. Santos has not responded to NPR's request for comment, but the AP is reporting that in a brief phone interview, Santos said the charges are news to me. Joel Snyder, NPR News.
A New York jury has found former President Donald Trump liable on charges of battery and defamation in a case where an advice columnist accused him of raping her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. Jurors did not find Trump liable for rape. The jury awarded E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Speaking outside the Manhattan federal courthouse today, Trump's lawyer Joseph Tacopina said he'll appeal and reiterated claims made by Trump about his ability to get a fair trial.
We've spoken, and we're ready to, proceed, go forward. Obviously, he's firm in his belief, as many people are, that he cannot get a fair trial in New York City.
Trump, who was absent throughout the trial, which began last month, took to social media today, calling the verdict a disgrace. Because it was a civil case, Trump faces no criminal consequences from the proceeding. Fired Fox News primetime star Tucker Carlson is taking his act to Twitter. NPR's Mary Yang reports the announcement came in the form of a tweet.
The license allows the company to store nearly 9,000 metric tons of spent nuclear fuel for 40 years in the southeastern corner of New Mexico. The Federal Commission noted in a press release that the company plans to request further amendments to eventually store 20 times that amount of waste in the interim storage facility. The facility is controversial in the state. Some local officials say it will provide much-needed jobs, but the legislature passed a law earlier this year designed to block the plan. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wrote to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in March, saying the facility should not go ahead without state consent and without the building of a permanent storage site. And last year, the state's environment secretary expressed concerns about safety risks, including earthquakes in the area. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham in Santa Fe.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, along with other congressional leaders, met at the White House today in the first substantive face-to-face discussions in months aimed at a looming debt crisis. McCarthy and some Republicans have been seeking a tiny move to raising the country's borrowing limit to spending cuts. The Dow was down 56 points. This is NPR. Investment bank Goldman Sachs is agreeing to pay a $215 million fine to settle a years-long class action lawsuit that claims the firm discriminated against women in terms of pay, performance evaluations, and promotions. The lawsuit was initially filed in 2010 and was set to go to trial next month. All the plaintiffs in the case are women who worked for Goldman as an associate or vice president. In terms of the trial, the president of U.S. investment bank Investment Management Securities, the settlement covers 2,800 female employees. Fired Fox News primetime star Tucker Carlson is taking his act to Twitter. NPR's Mary Yang has more.
Until recently, Tucker Carlson was widely considered the face of Fox News. Ratings for Carlson's hour have plunged since his departure 2 weeks ago. Then again, major advertisers had abandoned Carlson over what many regarded as racist remarks and his embrace of conspiracy theories. The network had been embarrassed further by his private statements that surfaced in a major defamation case, as well as separate allegations of bigotry and misogyny. Fox canceled his show a week after settling the defamation case for $787 million. Twitter owner Elon Musk had appeared on Carlson's Fox show earlier this spring. In the video announcing his new show, Carlson called Twitter one of the last refuges of freedom of expression. Mary Yang, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, reversing a drop earlier in the session. Crude up 24 cents a barrel to end the session at $73.39 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.